Are you obsessed with Los Angeles? Head over heels in love with the City of Angels? Well, this is the podcast for you. At LifeHacks LA, we hack the best in arts, eats, and activities in Los Angeles. So join us and become an LA hacker. Baby, baby. What's up, LA Hackers? This is your host, Stefan, and welcome to episode number 52 of the Life Hacks LA podcast. You know, we've had so many great guests on who have shared hundreds of awesome things to do in Los Angeles, but most of those suggestions are geared towards adults. And we're going to do things a little different this time because today we are chatting with Sarah from MomsLA.com. MomsLA is the best website out there for ideas on what to do in Los Angeles with kids. So if you're a parent looking for suggestions on where to entertain your kids this summer, or you're just a kid at heart yourself looking for fun ideas, this is the episode for you. Sarah spills all her best kept secrets for families in Los Angeles and the greater SoCal area looking for a fun time. And as you regular listeners probably already know, I have a young son myself, so I have my very own special What to Do in LA with Kids hack waiting for you at the end of this episode. Okay, I hope you enjoy this interview with Sarah from MomsLA.com, and I'll see you on the other side. Hey, LA Hackers, welcome to another episode, and our guest today is Sarah Arswald from MomsLA. How are you doing today, Sarah?
I'm doing fine, Stefan. Nice to meet you by podcast.
It's nice to meet you by podcast. I've been following you for a while, so I'm excited. Before we get into the episode, though, we were talking before we started recording, and just for those of you out there listening and then listening audience, we've already had the global pandemic going on, and now we've got civil unrest and cities on lockdown. So I don't know about you, Sarah, but I just want to let everyone know that we're not ignoring this situation going on, but we, you know, this is for after everything gets back to normal.
Absolutely. I mean, it's not necessarily safe to be out and about and doing things in Los Angeles right now. So of course, we're not telling people to do that. And also, you know, there's an important conversation happening. And, you know, I don't know that I'm an expert on it. And so I'm not, you know, weighing in on that. I'm just saying, you know, we're totally aware of what's happening and following the news. And that's where you should get your news is from the news.
Exactly. Get your news from the news, because we can tell you what to do in Los Angeles. Sarah can tell you what to do with kids in Los Angeles, but we're probably not the source you should be going to for civil unrest and global pandemics, but we are, you know, taking it seriously, and we're hoping that by the time you listen to this episode, life will be much, much better. Okay, Sarah, so let's get into it. Like I said, you own a brand called Moms LA, and it's where I go because I have a six-year-old son, and, you know, I'm always looking for things to do in Los Angeles. But before we get into that, can you tell us a little bit more about you personally? Can you tell us where you're from originally and how you made your way to Los Angeles?
Yeah, so I kind of had a circuitous route here. I was born in New York, and then we actually moved to Hawaii, and I grew up on Maui. And then after college back on the East Coast, and then I lived in Minneapolis for a while, which is a wonderful place to live. And hopefully they, you know, address all the problems that they're having right now too. And anyway, but I came here like a lot of people to work in the movie industry. And so I came here to, I worked on movies and TV shows, and then met my husband, who also works in TV. And then we settled down and started a family.
Wow, that's such a diverse cities that you've been. You've been in like New York to Hawaii. You can't get any different than that. And then Hawaii to Minneapolis to LA. It's very, very different.
Yep. I've been here now since 1990 in Los Angeles, and I mean, I love it here. So, you know, a lot of people come for a little while and then they dislike it and they leave, but I don't feel like leaving. I really like it here.
Yeah, I feel the same way. I'll be here for quite some time. What did you do in the movie industry, if you don't mind me asking, or television?
Yeah, no problem. I was what they call a script supervisor, which in the olden days they used to call the script girl. And it was really fun. It was a very stressful job, but it was really fun because I got to work directly with the director and the producers You know, so I was right there in it helping make the movie or make the show, and I loved that.
Yeah, that must have been an exciting job, huh?
It was fun. It was fun. I got to travel the world, and then ended up here, you know, where most, you know, TV, you do a lot more TV if you stay in town, in, as they say, in the biz. But it was great because then we could afford to buy a house too.
Yeah, you definitely need to do well in Los Angeles to buy a house. Yeah. But let's talk about, so you were saying how, you know, you've lived in all these different cities, but you love LA and you don't plan on moving anytime soon. So I just wanted to ask you, what are some of the things about LA that is unique to you and some of the reasons why you love it so much?
Yeah, so I love this question because it's, you know, my easy answer is always, why do you like LA? The weather is amazing, you know?
Yeah.
It's like 72 degrees all the time, essentially. And it's super easy for raising kids in very, you know, perfect sort of weather. And I just like this weather. It's just my favorite thing. But what I realize is that's sort of a cop-out answer, because what I really love about LA is how diverse it is. And how many like different kind of neighborhoods and different foods and different languages. I walk down the street, you know, in my neighborhood, I hear different languages, you know, all the time. And I love that. I think that, you know, in theory can help you raise children who are, you know, open to lots of different ideas and people. And that, I love that about it.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think with Los Angeles, it'd be hard to describe the city in one word, but if you had to choose a word, diverse would be a good one, because it's not just the people, the culture, the food, but it's our topography, it's our income levels, it's our everything. It's just, you know, it's diversity pretty much sums it up.
Yeah, no, it's true. And, you know, even, and I mentioned, you know, we were lucky enough to buy a house and because we did it 25 years ago, but, you know, it's a diversity of, you know, where people live and how people live too. There are, I think we're a majority renters in the city and county of LA, and, you know, so it's not all homeowners, and so it's not all, you know, people speaking from that point of view either.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so let's jump into Moms LA. Like I said, I've been following your blog for a while because it's very well written, and I can see that probably comes from your experience as a script supervisor. Can you tell us a little bit more about Moms LA and why you decided to start it?
Sure. So, you know, I mean, we started, we were bloggers. We had other sites before we started Moms LA, and, you know, it's kind of, I don't know, to me it was a revelation to be able to be published, you know, like by yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, there was a time when you had to be, you know, you had to go through like a magazine editor to get an article published, you know, or much less a book, right? And so the internet was this brand new thing to me. And, you know, in the mid 2000s, it was like, really, you could publish a blog? That's crazy. So there was some of that. It was just like, we wanted to hear our own voice, you know? And along the way, we found our way, because you start out and you write about what you had for lunch and nobody cares.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, there's a good point to that. And so, but we figured it out as we went along. And, I say we because I started Moms LA with two other mom bloggers, and we were the founders. And then we had like 45, maybe 50 other mom bloggers in Los Angeles who all contributed at one point there, when like in our first couple of years. So it really started out, and it was that. And we all wrote essays about, you know, raising kids in LA. And it was a very different kind of site than what you found and what, you know, what it evolved into. And that was because we heard from our readers, we started to see people just wanted kind of, you know, concrete information, where to go this weekend, what to do with kids, is this a museum kid friendly, that kind of thing. So that's what we changed into.
Wow. So you guys have been around for quite some time then. I mean, that for the internet days, that's a long time, early 2000s.
Yes, we're quite old.
I don't mean you personally. I just mean the website, the brand.
Yeah.
Because a lot of these big websites I've seen, you know, they just started in 2012, 2016. So it's pretty cool that you guys have been around and part of the community and telling people what to do for quite some time.
Yeah, I mean, we do take a little pride in that. We must say, you know, there are certainly bigger competitors, bigger people in the space of, you know, talking about what to do with your kids. But we, you know, we're still mom owned, and we're still, you know, bootstrapped. But we started in 2010. So yeah, almost just about 10 years old right now.
Okay. All right, so let's get into some of those great tips that you have for moms in Los Angeles who want to take their kids out somewhere. You mentioned earlier, and by the way, it's the most popular answer, is the weather in Los Angeles, what people love about it.
Yeah.
And it's great when you have kids because, you know, when you live somewhere cold, it's you have limited options when you have kids. But LA, the weather is pretty much always nice. I wanted to ask you if you could share some of your favorite outdoor activities with kids.
Sure. And I will say too, it's not, so I know a lot of people in the Midwest and during the winter, it's not that they don't have anything to do. They just have to go do it indoors, you know? So we are lucky that we can do things outdoors and you don't have to bundle up kids to go do it. That really is time consuming, by the way. So yeah, just being able to run out the door is great. Obviously the number one thing is the beach, you know, it's just right there, and there's so many things to do at the beach, and you can really occupy kids for a full day if you want to, and if you of course take precautions with sunscreen, but you know, digging holes in the sand and building sandcastles and swimming and just even walking along the edge and looking for shells, the beach is, you know, just the best thing ever. So number one is the beach for sure.
And which beach do you typically go to, or what's a good one for kids, you think?
So this is great because there are so many options. Venice Beach is really fun, but you know, you may not like, you know, the kind of you know, carnival atmosphere that happens along the boardwalk. But if you just go out to the sand, you don't have to even be a part of that. So the beach there is fun. Santa Monica is great because you could also then do things along, you know, on the pier. The Santa Monica Pier has, you know, fun activities and food if you want to do that. And when I started when my kids are a little bit older now, but when they were little, there was a beach, well, and there's still a beach called Mother's Beach in the marina. And at the time it was not actually appropriate to take children there because it was very polluted, but they have done an amazing job and completely cleaned up the water there. And so now it's this ideal spot to take kids because it's not really a beach. It's really kind of an inlet near the harbor. So there's no waves. So if your kids, you know, you're not worried about any kind of surf issues and you can just play, and there's picnic area and a playground. And so that's really fun.
Yeah, I agree. Mother's Beach is amazing. And I used to go there to go paddleboarding.
Yes.
And I would take my son, and my wife would hang out by the picnic tables. And like you said, I think it's got grass too, right? If I remember correctly.
Yeah, like, yeah.
And it's got and beach,
then now, you know, on
tables.
Thursday night. Oh, sorry.
Oh, I was just going to say it's got beach and picnic tables and stuff.
Yeah. And they bring in food trucks once a week in the summer into like that parking lot. So that's fun too.
Oh, nice. I got to go there on one of those nights.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about cultural outings, because I think Los Angeles doesn't get the credit it deserves when it comes to culture. And, you know, we have so many incredible museums, and we've got the LA Phil, and we've got all these incredible cultural attractions here in Los Angeles. So I wanted to ask you, what do you think are some good ones for kids? If you want to expose some kids to that, what are some ones that would keep their interest?
Yeah, we do. I totally agree with you. We have great museums and you know, performing arts, all kinds of things. It always, of course, depends what your kids are into and, you know, their age. So, you know, you have to judge, you know, their level of, how long they can pay attention to things like that, you know. But the Natural History Museum is totally fun and a great, you've got to, I mean, I could spend probably a week there. There's so many things to see. And it's very kid friendly because it's like, you know, a giant dinosaur or a polar bear or, you know, a spider, you know, there's just so many things to see at the Natural History Museum, and it's really well displayed and the gems, you know, everything. So there's just, and it's a huge collection of things. So So I love that. And they do, you know, free days, or you could do a membership, you know, because if, you know, if cost is a factor, you know, you can do that. Then just for play, there's the Kid Space Museum, which is really fun. And we, you know, little kids especially, you know, again, there's just so many things to do, but it's like a touching thing. You know, many museums you can't touch anything, but Kid Space, it's all about touching and playing and climbing on things and learning about science. So that's cool. The Science Center, the California Science Center, now has the space shuttle, you know, and so that's fun, depending if your kids, you know, are into more science than, you know, art. There was a membership called Next Gen Membership for the LA County Museum of Art when our kids were little. And I think they still have it. And so you could go for free. And so that we loved, because the kids didn't have a long attention span. So we would just kind of run through the galleries and they would look at pictures. I didn't have to feel badly that I spent a lot of money going in because we had a free membership. So that was
Well, hey, well, I'm really glad you brought up Natural History Museum and the California Science Center, because kind of an extra bonus tip to that is that those by themselves are amazing, but they're both located in Exposition Park, which is a great place to take kids because, like you said, they, you know, attention span and everything. Once you're done with the museum, there's plenty of places to run around. They've got a food hall nearby there. It's just one of the best places in Los Angeles to take a kid. It's just Exposition Park in general. Check out the museums, check out the food hall, and just kind of explore the area.
Totally agree. There's the big rose garden you can let them run around in. The California African American Museum is there. And then what's coming very soon is the Lucas Museum of Art that's constructed there. So yeah, you'll be able to spend days and days there.
I can't wait for that. The nerd in me is very excited for that one.
Yeah. I think it's going to be fascinating because I think we all think it's all going to be about Star Wars, but I don't think it is. I think they're going to be so much more there.
You think it's going to be like movie technology type of thing? Or?
Yeah, and just art in general. I really think it's going to be quite amazing.
Yeah, there's some exciting things coming for kids, like in Southern California, like they don't already have enough, right? I tell my wife all the time, I'm so jealous of my son because my dad was in the military, so he moved around a lot, but it was generally in cold places. And since he's been born, he's been to the beach more times than I have in my entire life, or had in my entire life. He's been to Disneyland more times than I had in my entire life. So,
right.
Yeah, it's a great place to grow up if you're a kid.
Right. I mean, we didn't even mention the Disneyland being so close by. Yep, that's another thing.
Yeah, and not to mention Universal Studios and all these other ones. But you know, one thing that people talk about is kind of as a negative to growing up in LA is snow days, right? So, you know, people don't typically think of you being able to get access to snow in Los Angeles. And I noticed that one of your most popular articles talks about that exact thing, like how you can have a snow day in LA. And I just wanted to ask you about that, if you can share with our audience a way that kids can have a snow day near Los Angeles.
Yeah, well, you can't right now, this time of year, no. Yeah. But
in the winter, I mean.
In the winter, yeah, it's really kind of fun because it is so different than our normal thing, right? We mostly walk around in our shorts and, you know, we don't think about being cold. And so the snow is such a cool, different kind of event and different kind of thing to show our kids, especially if we live, you know, down here closer to the beach. For us, we started writing about, you know, where you can go and see the snow and play and go tubing or, you know, sledding or all the things. And yeah, of course, it's like people are like, tell me more, you know, we want to go see that. So that's what we have that post. It's like where to play in the snow. You know, it's within a couple hours drive of LA. And it is always one of our most popular posts.
Yeah, it's more accessible than people realize. Right. I think you've got a few here, and these are ones I haven't heard of. Snowdrift Tubing Park. I mean, you wouldn't think of a tubing park in Southern California, but, you know, how far away is that one? 2 hours?
Yeah, they're all just a couple hours away, depending on what part of town you live in, and, of course, depending on the traffic.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to have to check these out because we have taken our son to some snow stuff, but it's been like the fake snow.
Okay, yep.
The OC Winterland, they have a area. Actually, it wasn't. I don't think it was fake snow. I think they trucked it in, but you could have a snowball fight.
Yeah, they usually do.
And then there was what was the other one I was thinking about? I can't recall right now.
Kids Space always does a snow day.
Yeah.
And then Discovery Cube usually does one too.
Yeah, and then of course Disneyland and Universal Studios has the Grove. They have like the fake snowfall.
Yeah, they have that. Yeah, during the winter season, sometimes it's nightly. They'll do the snowfall. Yeah.
Yeah, and that doesn't sound exciting for some people, fake snow. But if you're a kid who grew up in Southern California, you just see all their faces lighting up when it's when the snow's coming down in the winter.
I know, it's like the best of. So I have lived where there's winter occasionally, and so yeah, like it snows and it's like, oh, it's so pretty, and then you go, oh, we have to clean it up now. We have to shovel it, you know. But in LA, it's like you go visit it and you get to play in it, and then you don't have to shovel it.
Exactly. Okay, so let's stay along the lines of like just right outside of LA, because I think that one of the greatest things about living in Los Angeles is you don't just get access to Los Angeles. You get access to Orange County and the Northern Central Coast and all these places that are nearby that are almost as spectacular. So I wanted to ask you about daycations or weekend getaways and what some of your favorite towns are nearby LA that are good for kids to hang out.
Yeah. So the number one I would say probably is Palm Springs, because you really can get there in a couple of hours, depending on when you can leave, you know, what time of day and what day of the week. And there are tons of kid-friendly hotels out there that usually have, you know, a water park as part of their hotel, but pools, you know, it's all about the pools, because you get out there and it's going to be maybe 110 degrees or something crazy, but then you just get in the pool and you're happy, the kids are happy. And, you know, depending on which place you go, there's some with like a lazy river, or there's some with like a beach entry into the pool area. And I think it's just very relaxing. And, I like it. And then, if your kids are a little older, there's tons of things to do there. But if you really just want to go there and relax, you know, you can do that at the resorts.
Yeah, that's a really good one. That's not one I thought of from the top of my head, but now that I'm thinking about it, after you said it, there's a lot of stuff to do in Palm Springs. I mean, there's that the tram, which I think is one of the biggest trams in the world, or longest trams in the world, the Sky Tram.
Mm-hmm.
They have that Desert Living Zoo Gardens, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that's actually in Palm Springs, but Palm Desert's right there. And to your point, they've got all these hotels with swimming pools, and what kid doesn't want to spend all day in a swimming pool, right?
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, the other thing to do is go south, you know, and hit like Carlsbad, and then you could go to Legoland or, you know, San Diego, where, you know, there's just endless things to do in San Diego as well, including the Safari Park and the San Diego Zoo and Balboa Park. And so there's just, you know, that's awesome too.
Yeah, that's an amazing day trip for a kid, or a weekend getaways, just to go up, to go south. You know, past Laguna, stop by a couple beach towns and make your way to San Diego and hang out there. So Absolutely right. We're so spoiled here, sir.
I know, right?
do you typically focus on just LA on your articles, or do you kind of expand it out to Southern California? Or?
Yeah, I mean, we have a pretty broad definition of what Los Angeles is, because, you know, it's pretty much Southern California. We really kind of cover LA County, you know. We certainly have some information about Orange County as well, but it's a pretty wide definition.
Yeah, I see it the same way, because, you know, ours is LA specific like yours, even in the name, but there, you don't want people to miss out on all this spectacular stuff that's an hour drive away, you know?
Right.
Yeah. Okay, so during the time of this recording, hopefully things change soon, but we're still kind of on lockdown. They're slowly opening things up and people are really going stir crazy. And, you know, summer is just about to come. So I wanted to ask you your advice for LA parents looking to entertain their kids during the summer, especially now when they're just all just dying to get out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it's really a weird time right now, this year, 2020. And I do hope whenever somebody's listening that it's not quite as weird, because summer is usually jam-packed with things to do. Like, we always do an article called the 100 days of summer with a different thing to do every day.
Wow.
And we obviously don't have that. Events, you know, events where people, you know, there might be more than 10 people are not allowed. So those things aren't happening. But there still are things to do. Obviously, I'm not going to beat the dead horse of the beach anymore, but you know, the beach is always there to do. But there, what's open, there are some things open. And so things like all the botanical gardens, you know, which are really fun. They're like pretend hikes, you know, because you're not really in the wilderness. Yeah. But you can walk along and see different plants and flowers, and a lot of them have art, you know, and sculptures. And they're pretty much all open. And so, you know, you could do a different one of those every weekend. And then there is hiking, you know, and you can do, there are a lot of kid-friendly hikes. We have a list of them, you know, just some. And those are, you know, you could do very nice little easy hikes. There's a lot of trails open. There's bike trails that are open. So depending on the age of your kids, or if you can put them on a, you know, add them to your bike, you know, and put them on safely, then you could do that. You know, there's not, this right now, like the museums aren't open yet. So, you know, we're not going to go to those kind of things. I think those are my favorite things to do right now. And then we hope that the park playgrounds will be open soon. And again, hopefully some of the swimming pools will be open for the summer, because that's, you know, when it does get hot, that's just such a nice thing to do.
Yeah, definitely. Well, like you said, it's a strange time right now, but hopefully this will be over. I mean, 2020 might be a wash as far as the summer goes. We're still kind of up in the air. But for those of us looking ahead, like 2021 and life gets back to normal, I've noticed that you have a lot of articles on here about summer camps. And like I said, this summer, that might not be happening. But I wanted to ask you for people in the future about summer camps, because I generally don't know much about them. So What are some of your favorite summer camps? And can you kind of explain how they work nowadays? If kids go for a week or two, are they all different, or how does it work?
Yeah, so summer camp is one of our biggest topic. I mean, people really come to us to find out about summer camps. And so, yes, this is a very strange year. We are seeing most of our summer camps switch to an online version, which is not the same at all. But that's what's, you know, that's what people are doing. So people can find out that kind of information. But let's say we're last summer. So what we see is most California parents do day camps for their kids. It's very rare to do a sleepaway camp, but people do, you know, some of it. But like, that's a really East Coast thing. It's kind of an interesting split of cultures. On the East Coast, people will send their kids to sleepaway camp for like a month, 2 months sometimes. And then, so that's not as common here, but there are some sleepaway camps up in the mountains, kind of where that snow area is, and then people do it in the summer. There's boating and lakes and hiking, and so there's some sleepaway camps, but mostly it's day camps, and there are hundreds and hundreds of them here in LA, and you can do anything, your kids can do anything from art to music, to singing, to coding, to, you know, robotics. There's literally almost everything you could think of, cooking school, photography, camps, clothing design. Wow. I mean, there's so many different kinds of things that kids could do. And again, mostly are day camps. And then also just like kind of sports and fun and general kind of day camp fun.
Yeah, I'm looking at your site now, and like you said, it's just innumerable amount of different camps. It's really cool because I think a lot about educating a child, like general education, but then educating them in practical things. And like you said, there's something for everything. Like if you want to teach your kid how to code, or you wanted to teach them how to just about anything.
So that's really cool. Yeah, and from for preschool age all the way up to, you know, 18-year-olds, high school kids, there are sort of specialized programs for kids of all different ages. And then, like I said, every interest you can imagine, there's a camp for you.
Now, with this many, I'm sure they're all slightly different, but in general, do people just drop them off like they're dropping them off at school and then come back and pick them up? Is that how it works? For most of these?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay. It's a drop-off pickup kind of thing. And then some have extra, you know, early drop-off possible, you know, if you're working and need to get to work early, you know, you can drop your kid off early, and then they have late, you know, pickup as well. Some don't, but it's definitely an option in, you know, normal times.
That's very cool. It's opening up a whole new world for me and what I can do with my son to keep him busy in the summer.
Yeah.
Okay. So thanks so much for sharing your tips on what to do with the kids in Los Angeles. But this question is for you. So you can include your kids or you can leave your kids out of it. It's really up to you. I wanted to ask you about your dream day in Los Angeles. From getting up to going to bed, what would happen and where would you go to make it the perfect LA day for you personally?
Oh, this is, let's see. So I've been thinking about it. I really love to go to the beach, and I, even though I live right here in LA, I don't always get to the beach very often. So if it were dream day, I would go there, and maybe take my coffee out there and have there. And I would, because it's a dream, I would drive then across town later with no traffic.
It has to be a dream.
And would head down to Exposition Park and see the museum, you know, the way I like to, without, you know, kids running around. So that would be fun. And then I would go to the movies, and I would go probably to, like, you know, what are the ones like the iPic theaters where it's like, you know, the reclining.
Yeah. Really spoil yourself on your dream.
Exactly. So yeah, that would be a great day for me.
That sounds like an awesome day. What would you have for dinner or lunch? Like what's your dish? Go-to LA dish?
You know, I guess tacos are a great, there's so many different kinds. That's the problem. There's so many different things to eat here.
Yeah. Ugh. And they're all good, so it's hard to choose.
And they're all good, it's true. It's definitely one of the best things about LA is all the different things you can eat. Oh, yum. Yeah, well, it definitely, because it's a dream, I would definitely eat all my meals out.
Yeah. Yeah, there is so much to choose from. Okay, Sarah, thank you so much for coming on. I wanted to ask you, where is the best place for people to go to find out more about you and Moms LA?
Sure. And you don't have to find about me if you don't want to. Just go and check out momsla.com, momsla.com. And hopefully it's easy to navigate everything. But if you're looking for things to do with your kids, if you're looking for summer camp information, neighborhoods, things to do in each neighborhood, we have all that information for you. And I just want to say, even though it's called Moms LA, we do have a certain demographic called dads, and they like to read us too.
Yeah, that's me. All right. Thank you so much for sharing your tips, Sarah, and thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me. It was really a pleasure.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Hello, my fellow LA hackers. I hope you enjoyed that interview with Sarah from momsla.com, where she helped us hack the most family-friendly activities to do here in LA. If you want to get more great information like this, you can, of course, find out more at momsla.com. Okay, let's get into my special hack for LA kids. And my hack is something that works very well when I'm entertaining my own son. I like to take my kid to places where he can learn something, like a museum or something along those lines. But instead of just taking him directly to the museum and that's it, I try to make a whole day of it by having the learning activity just be one of the stops. A good example is Exposition Park near downtown. Now, Exposition Park has the Natural History Museum, the Science Museum, the African American History Museum, and it's all right there. But it's also this huge park where you can walk around. They have a rose garden, they have this huge indoor food court, and you can even catch an LAFC game because the stadium's right there. That way, the museum part is just one portion of the day, and he can learn a bit before he gets too bored, we're off to doing something else completely different. And again, it's all right there in walking distance. Another good example of this would be the Long Beach Aquarium. It's the best aquarium in the LA area, but it's also a beautiful place to take a walk by the water, grab some lunch at Shoreline Village, go play in the huge park nearby, and so many other activities that are right there by the aquarium. So it's my way of having him learn something at a museum or the aquarium, but then also doing something else related and fun for him. And super extra bonus is we don't have to get back in the car and drive to another place, which is great to not have to do when you're hanging out in LA. All right, guys, that was my special hack this week for having fun with kids in Los Angeles. As always, I love you and I appreciate you forever if you could subscribe to the podcast and give us a good review. Okay, I'll see you again next week.